This morning, I want to share something that I strongly believe is very much in the heart of God for you and I, because we seem many times not to have an understanding of who we are. The title of my message is "You Are Gods." Hallelujah. I hope that with the enthusiasm of the couple of people that responded, everybody will catch this understanding and we will exercise ourselves in this truth. The Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 34 and 35, John 10, 34 and 35. Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, ye are gods'? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken." Psalm 82, verse 6, the Bible says, "Ye are gods." So Jesus is repeating here, telling the people questioning him about certain things going on, which is not our subject matter this morning. Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said'?" When David or whoever penned that psalm wrote it there, Jesus is now putting his stamp of authority on it that he was the one who said it. Amen? Jesus said, "I said, ye are gods." Now he says, "We are gods, but are we acting like one?" If you are not a child of God, you cannot be a god. If you are not a child of God, if you are not born again, if you have not been translated from darkness to light, you cannot be a god, which means to say you have no authority. We need an understanding of what it means to be born again. I'm going to be going back to some rudimentary teachings because we need to hear them again and again. The messages I've preached before, I'm going to preach them again. Satan is the god of this world. And the Bible said that the gospel is hid to who? To those who are lost. Because Satan, the god of this world, has blinded their understanding. Satan does not want you to have an understanding of your position in Christ. People just say, "I'm born again." Because you came out one day when the altar call was made and you say, "Yes, I received Jesus as my Lord and my personal Savior," and for you it ended like that, that day, that place. No, it's more than that. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Many claim, I'm a child of God, I'm born again, but the light of the glorious gospel is not even shining in your heart, is not shining in your life. In your attitude, in your daily living, there's no evidence of any transformation. When Satan takes your understanding, he arrests your life, he arrests your destiny. He arrests your potential in Christ. Until you have an understanding, you will not know your status. Any noise will make you afraid. You will cry over anything. You will keep running helter-skelter. Many so-called born-again Christians are still running from pillar to post, from pastor to one father, another father to somebody else. There is one somebody somewhere. Then they run up and down, up and down, up and down, because they don't know who they are. I remember a young girl many years ago came to me and said, "Pastor, I'm having headache. And this headache has been there for more than a year. What's going on with you? What happened?" Said, "One day I went to a man of God and he brought out anointing oil. And inside the bottle was a stone. And you two still leave your head. For such an oil to be poured on your head. Now you are crying, you have headache. It's the stone inside the bottle that is knocking your head. We are in Christ, we claim, but we are ignorant. Thank God that she was delivered." Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Until you have that understanding, your spiritual status will never change. You just be claiming I'm born again, but you will remain the same. And that is a painful thing. We're in church all these years. We claim we are children of God. You don't even know how to pray. You can't pray. You don't have a prayer life. You don't have a word life. You are not settled. You are not established. You are not making progress. David said, "Give me understanding and I will live. Give me understanding, I will have life." The Bible talks about Jesus in Isaiah 9 that it will make him what? Of quick understanding. Quick understanding. David said, "Give me understanding. My life will change. Give me understanding. My life will be transformed. Give me understanding. I will become an overcomer. The Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing. In all you're getting, get understanding. Solomon, as a young king, listened to his father. In the process, he went to sacrifice unto God. And God said, what do you want? Amen. And Solomon knew that if I'm going to succeed as a king, I need God's wisdom. I need God's understanding. And that was the only thing he asked for. It was God now who decided and said, you know what? I'm going to give you riches. And I'm going to give you other things you did not ask for. Hallelujah. From the day you got born again, something changed in you. Your face did not change. Amen. And it's not going to change. But probably as you grow older. But something within you changed. Your spirit man changed. You see me standing before you now. But actually you can't see me. But you see the body I live inside. Hallelujah. But inside me is the Spirit of God. It is God that owns the Spirit inside you. Because it was God that breathed upon man. And man rose up to become a living soul. Now is that Spirit that when you now say, Jesus, come into my life, it's that Spirit within you that God now renews. Do you know that Satan does not have power over your spirit? But he has power over your mind. He has power over your body. Only Jesus, only God can kill both the spirit, the soul, and the body and cast them to hell. Satan does not have that power. The story of Job is because God is with him. And God said, okay, whatever you want to do, do to him, but you can't kill him. You don't own his spirit. Somebody say, my spirit belongs to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, if you change, for the physiology and the fruit of a tree to change, you have to change the root. Hello? When that changes, everything the tree now brings forth will change. Amen? Our spirit is the root of our destiny. When we say Jesus coming, it goes to that root. Change everything. Now, receive life. But then many stop there. And that life is covered up. And the potential of that life is paralyzed. Hallelujah. The Bible says he delivered us from darkness to light. Amen. He translated us from the kingdom of his dear son, from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah. Many of us here, we are American citizens, right? Amen. Depending on the responsibility you have, you can't have dual citizenship.
Hello. Do you know that if you work for the American government, you can't have dual citizenship? Huh? You can't. The day you pledge allegiance to the flag, you can only be an American. You can't hold another passport. Some of us who are not working for the government, we can have dual citizenship. Now, you are an American working for the American government. They now send you to Ethiopia as an ambassador. You are in Ethiopia, but who are you? The Bible says we live in the earth, but we are not what? Of the earth. The Bible says we are ambassadors of who? Of Christ. You can't have dual citizenship when it comes to heavenly things, when it comes to God. It's either your allegiance is to God or to the devil. So the American posted to... No, listen. Some are born in America, right? Some naturalized. Hold on. When we get born again, what do you think we did? We naturalized. The same right that a born and bred American has is the same right that we have. Praise the Lord. So you can be an ambassador. Amen. You are sent as a naturalized citizen who now works for the American government. You are sent to Ethiopia. When they look at you, even if your accent has not changed, because there are many who are Americans whose accents have not changed, right? When they ask you, who are you? Where are you from? What will you say? Well, I'm from Nigeria. No, you are not. Amen? No, you are not. You are looking at somebody who is a former Nigerian. Hallelujah. I don't even claim Nigeria. It's my former country. I'm a child of the kingdom. My mentality is kingdom mentality. As it is in heaven. Stop acting like who you are not. If you have genuinely made him your Lord and your personal Savior, you have been translated. You have been changed. Your spiritual location has changed. You become an American citizen. From that very day, I've been to a couple of swearing in, naturalization. And as soon as they pledge allegiance to the flag, they tell them that from this very moment, you are a citizen of America. And every right an American has is the right you have. From here, you can file for your mother now. Hold on. They didn't say wait 2 months. Praise the Lord. From the moment you get born again, you have authority and you can exercise that authority. But you know, I just got born again and so, but you are born. Ex-
exercise the authority of your born-againness. From that moment, everything about you is different. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ Jesus, is what? A different animal totally. A new creature. It didn't hinder. All things are passed away. Old nature. Behold, all things have become new. The moment you get born again, a new level of authority is passed to you. You are in this world, but you are not of this world. You are in this world. You eat the food this world eats, but you don't depend on the food of this world. Man shall not live by bread alone. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Let me tell you, it is the word that comes from God that gives you authority. It is the word that comes from God that authorizes you. Hallelujah. But the challenge and the problem we have is that even though we are born again, you know, I remember some time ago, as the Lord showed me that our advancement is obstructed by our brain, by our senses, our feelings. Our feelings are limiting us from exercising our authority as children of God. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. Jesus says, have faith in God. Trust your president. He's not like any other president. Hello? Today, when people get to a level, they relegate their spiritual fathers. Such children are vagabonds. That's what President Obama became. Do you know that before he became president, he had a pastor? Where is his pastor? The moment he did that, there was nobody to speak to his life anymore. Why would he not promulgate homosexuality? He has no pastor. He has nobody that will call him in the morning. Let us pray. And say, sir, you know, this law, what do you think? Ah! You can't do that! Isn't that what some children of nowadays do? They get to 16 years of age and say, I know better. I'm an adult. Leave me alone. They don't know that they are towing the danger line. You can never know more than your parents. Never. You might start it and it looks good. The end is destruction. Take my word. Hallelujah. You can't live by your old nature again, because you will be cheating yourself.
John chapter 1, verse 12 to 13. For as many as received him, to them he did what? He gave authority,
power to stand as children of God. To say, I'm not who I used to be anymore. That girl used to be a prostitute. But the day she made Jesus our Lord and Savior, she had deleted all the names of the customers on her phone. But they have not deleted her own. They came knocking. Hi, how now? And she's like, I'm no longer that person. I've changed.
Changed how? You're still the same, Nelly. Is anybody by name Nelly? I don't mean you. That was just the name that came to my mouth.
Say no! I'm no more the same person. My life is changed. I'm now a child of God. I don't do that anymore.
Can somebody say that? Pause. Think. What don't you do anymore?